Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Fresh from the Field. I'm your host, Ken Nelson. And on today's episode, I have Brenna Nugent, who is the Marketing and Communications Manager for Graceland Fruit. And we're going to be talking about the $100,000 grant award that was awarded to Graceland Fruit from MDARD. And we're going to dive into that and what their plans are for the grant and just learn a little bit more about Graceland Fruit. Brenna, how are you doing today?
Good. I'm very good, Ken, and I appreciate you having us on. We're excited.
Oh, no problem at all. So just for the audience that may not know what Graceland Fruit, who they are, what they do, could you describe and let us know who Graceland Fruit is?
Yeah. So Graceland Fruit, we are a small fruit company. We're located in northern Michigan. We're about 300 miles north of Chicago. We're right on the shores of Lake Michigan. So a beautiful, beautiful area in the summer. Not so fun in the winter, but it's a good place to be. We make premium quality dried fruit ingredients for the food ingredient market. So we were actually founded by cherry growers as a cherry co-op. And Graceland, we kind of pride ourselves on this, but we invented and developed the first infused dried cherry, and we brought that to market. We've since expanded. We offer cherries, we offer cranberries, blueberries, both wild and cultivated, and we also offer our customers apples. So we've been in business for over 40 years now, and we primarily supply the food ingredient industry. So we're shipping, 25-pound cases of product to our customers, and then they're putting it into delicious consumer products.
Great. So when did you, when did Graceland decide to approach MDARD and apply for the grant? And so talk about that and for implementing the grant.
Yeah. So let's see, I actually saw the communication. MDARD does a great job of keeping everyone up to date on grant opportunities. So we saw this come through and we thought, hey, this could be an awesome opportunity for our company. So I want to say that was back early this year, probably around February. So we discussed it as a team and we decided to submit our application. We did a lot of research. We reached out to some of our customers, a couple other industry boards, some other people in the cherry industry, and we were able to get some good feedback from them. And a couple of them actually wrote us some letters of interest and support. So that was really nice. But we submitted our application back in March after we pulled this plan together and had those letters of support in hand. And then, we patiently waited for a while and it got announced in June. So we were really excited when we heard that.
Wow. So talk a little bit about the vision for the grant. Like, what is it going to be used for and how is it going to impact the business and the community?
So like I said, Graceland is we produce dried fruit ingredients. And again, we were founded by cherry farmers. And the dried cherry was our first ingredient that we launched to market. And we really thought, hey, we could innovate this. We could bring something new to the market. We could support the Michigan cherry industry. We could support our growers and our co-op. So that's kind of how we structured this grant. We built it around bringing to market a new item, which will be a reduced sugar Mount Morenci tart cherry. Being in northern Michigan, which Michigan is the largest growing state of Mount Morenci cherries, we wanted to support our industry. We want to support our growers. We have a great co-op that supports us. And we think our consumers are wanting something new. We all know that low sugar, reduced sugar, no added sugar is all the buzz right now. And we wanted to innovate this product and bring it to market. So with the grant funds, that's kind of what we're planning to do. We want to, we'll install some new equipment that we need on our dryer lines. We will pull together a recipe. Our R&D and engineering teams are already kind of working through this plan. But what we want to do is utilize Mount Morenci cherries that are grown by farmers right in our backyard and create this reduced sugar item that our consumers are wanting. And then hopefully, they'll put them in bars or trail mixes and they'll get to the customers and everyone will be happy.
Now this sounds great. So talk about, I guess, working with MDARD, with the application process and just working, how was it to work? What was it like working with MDARD and would you recommend other businesses to apply for the grant and work with MDARD?
I would 100% recommend that. They're very easy to work with, very helpful. I'm sure they fielded multiple phone calls from my end and emails. So they're always very responsive. and gave me tons of information. You know, I asked tons of questions, and I encourage everyone to do that just because I think that helps with the grant process. It helps you understand kind of what they're looking for. But they're a great organization to work with. They've helped us not only with this grant, but we've worked on other projects in the past. We also attend a lot of trade shows that they support us with. So we're very, very grateful for this organization. They do a great job, and I would 100% recommend them to anybody, any customers or any companies that are looking for opportunities like this. They're out there. You do just kind of have to look for them. But again, like I said, they keep everyone in good communication. If you sign up for their newsletters, that's what I've done. You'll see them either weekly or monthly come in, and they're loaded with information. So it's been super helpful. It's been a great experience, and we're really excited.
So you said this wasn't your first time working with MDART. So what advice, mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned a few things just now in that last answer, but what advice would you give others looking to apply for development grants in the future?
So I would say, you know, hop on their website, sign up for the newsletters, sign up for any communications that you can get, just because, like I said, they'll keep you informed on anything that you want to know. It's there. It's on their website. Do your research and then just ask questions. You know, this was my first time applying for a grant for the company. And this was Graceland's first time in a few years receiving grant funding. So we asked a lot of questions, and they're always there to help. And if you don't know, just ask. And they're, like I said, they helped us 100%. So super helpful and super contactable, phone call or email away. And it's been a great process and experience for us.
No, great. And so once the grant is implemented, what growth is the company anticipating with once implementing this grant and it goes and you begin to produce the products and it goes out to market?
The way we kind of structured the grant is we're thinking, we want to be able to procure 300,000 pounds of raw cherries. And then we'll create 100,000 pounds. This is kind of our target of the dried reduced sugar cherry. So fingers crossed, next year's crop will be better than this year's crop of tart cherries. But what we're hoping to do is be able to source more from our growers, bring in more product, bring in more Mount Morenci tart cherries and support that cherry industry. And then bring them into our facility, we'll do the reduced sugar cherry, and then have this new product line, have a new launch, have, you know, this 100,000 extra pounds that we can then sell to our customers, who will then, you know, hopefully this is something that's continuous and we see an increased demand, and potentially have it expand to other product lines. So we want to launch a reduced sugar cherry. But like I said, we offer blueberries and cranberries and apples too. So I think in that sense, we could expand to our entire product line. But then again, maybe there's other opportunities out there to go like a no added sugar route. So we think that the opportunities are kind of endless in that sense, but we're hoping that with this grant funding, we'll be able to procure and support that cherry industry a little bit more by bringing in more raw and then being able to provide a new product line to our customers.
Oh, great. Great. Thank you for that. So Brenna, is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience about Graceland Fruit?
No, I thank you for your time. Like I said, MDART has been super helpful, and I do encourage everyone to apply for these grants, to ask questions, to sign up for newsletters and stay in touch on all these happenings, because it does support the ag community, which being a producer, we bring in raw material, we support the farmers. And I think grants like this are super helpful. And the more manufacturers that can do this, the better for our farmers.
Oh, great. Where can people find out more about Graceland Fruit, buy the products, learn and support the company?
Yeah. So Graceland Fruit, we have an awesome new website, just gracelandfruit.com. We actually just went through a brand refresh this year. So the website is full of resources. We're active on social media too, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can find us on there. So we encourage everyone to hop on the website, you know, follow, like our pages. We like to get a lot of info out, not just on our company, but on the industry. So we think we're releasing a lot of good insights, and we encourage everyone to check it out.
Brenna, thank you so much for taking the time. Yeah. And congratulations for the grant. And thank you all for listening. Hope you learned a lot. Definitely go support Graceland Fruit. I'll put the link in the show notes for you all. Thank you, and have a great day, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Ken.